From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, September 22nd. Coming up, we'll learn about why many hospitals across the Chicago area are not investing in midwives, despite research showing midwives help improve outcomes for both parent and child. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Federal lawmakers from Illinois are calling on their Republican colleagues to avoid a government shutdown. Congress has until the end of this month to pass 12 bills funding government programs and services like Social Security and the National Park Service. A small group of House Republicans are trying to block these bills, which were already agreed upon by leaders from both chambers. Democratic Congressman Sean Casten says hundreds of thousands of government employees would abruptly stop working.
244,000 people in the Department of Homeland Security would potentially be furloughed, which means people defending our borders, people working TSA at the airports would just be sent home.
Casten says it's now up to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to pull the Republicans together and pass the bills. Congressman Danny Davis held a press conference earlier this week to warn residents about the effects of a shutdown. The Illinois State Board of Education is considering further tightening rules for restraining and isolating students in schools. Nereida Moreno has more.
A working group is proposing new changes after lawmakers restricted these practices in 2021. The goal now is to clarify the rules around isolation and restraint that dictate the types of rooms that can be used. Here's Brian Metcalf, the state's director of student care, at yesterday's Board of Education meeting.
Having these guidelines that have required ceiling heights would naturally exclude the use of things like closets for restraint and timeout.
The state is also proposing a mediation process to resolve concerns early on and wants to make clear that laying students in a prone position is now prohibited in any setting. Nereida Moreno.
The American Library Association says 2023 has been another record year for book ban attempts in the U.S. Adora Namigata reports.
The Library Association says so far this year there have been 695 reported book ban attempts. The vast majority of the book ban attempts last year focused on school libraries. But this year, proponents of bans have turned their attention to public libraries, which have accounted for about half of all book ban attempts. Deborah Caldwell Stone heads the ALA's Office of Intellectual Freedom.
We're actually monitoring several situations where the community members seeking to have the books removed have proposed completely defunding and closing the library rather than tolerate books they don't like.
She says attempts are increasing in public libraries because some of the titles have already been banned in school libraries. Adora Namigade.
Sober bars are opening across the country. They are an alternative for people who want to engage in nightlife activities without having to drink alcohol. But they could be problematic for those in recovery, according to Chris Jacob. He's general manager of Illinois' first sober bar, The Other Side, in Crystal Lake.
If you're going to walk into a sober bar and then, you know, pick up an old-fashioned that, you know, could instantly ignite some feelings and stored memories that you have in your brain that'll take you right back to when you're drinking.
The owner of a sober bar that has opened up in Springfield last year says she makes sure those in recovery are made aware of drinks that can be triggers. Still to come, we'll learn about why many hospitals across the Chicago area are not investing in midwives. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
In season 2 of the hit British mystery series Professor T, academic Jasper Tempest and the team return to confront a series of crimes, including a mysterious fire in a student block and the tragic murder of an entire family. Meanwhile, Professor T navigates conflicts with multiple women, including his mother, his therapist, and the love of his life. Friends of WILL can stream all 6 episodes of season 2 right now and catch up on season 1 with WILL Passport. Find out more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Chicago's Swedish Hospital laid off some midwives this summer while others quit as the medical center made big changes. Many pregnant patients were outraged. In some cases, they had long headed to Swedish just for the hands-on care the midwives were known for. Research shows midwives could help reduce the maternal mortality rate gripping the nation while increasing choices for patients. And yet hospitals across the Chicago area are not investing in midwives much or at all. Kristen Schorsch brings us this story.
It's about 5 o'clock on a weekday, and Autumn Murdoch, who is 36 weeks pregnant, arrives at a regular group meeting with other pregnant people due around the same time. This is her first baby. She's having a boy, and she's a little nervous. Tall and athletic, Murdoch sinks into a circle of comfy chairs.
Right now, I'm feeling okay. Like, it's been a smooth pregnancy really up until the end. Like, I was telling her that, like, at the end, it's hard to get sleep now. Like, you have to be conscious of how you turn because, like, you don't want to just turn too quick.
The room is cozy, not sterile like a doctor's office. Murdoch is here to see her group of Black midwives. In Illinois, a midwife is a nurse who has an advanced degree. They can manage a person's entire pregnancy and deliver their baby. And today, Murdoch meets SJ for the first time. SJ is a doula who plans to visit Murdoch for months after she gives birth. They chat about everything from taking a childbirth class.
About, like, they'll go through like breathing techniques, they'll go through positioning, they'll go
to how to bond with her baby and encourage breastfeeding right after delivering him.
So, you know, like some things that you can request are like, you know, immediate skin to skin with baby, as long as their heart rate and breathing's doing okay. Yeah.
The focus of this midwife group is to try to stop so many pregnant Black people from dying before and after childbirth. They do that by building trust with these mothers, listening to and believing their concerns. Historically, that hasn't been the case. Yet despite research that shows midwives tend to have low C-section rates and better outcomes for both parent and child, WBEZ found that many hospitals across the Chicago area are not investing in midwives, or they're cutting back. The void deepens depending on where you live. It's particularly stark on Chicago's south side. Several hospitals declined to explain why, but midwives, healthcare advocates, and other medical professionals told WBEZ it comes down to this. Many hospitals don't value midwifery. Births can take longer with midwives, and some say hospitals don't pay them enough. Carrie Stewart is a midwife in Chicago. Autumn Murdoch is one of her patients.
As we know, midwives are more hands-on, less invasive, and so those births may take a little bit more time, therefore holding up, you know, usage of more of those rooms. And it's really the concept of midwifery and really investing in midwifery and the care that patients are really looking for.
Some say the lack of midwives at hospitals is about money, that a cascade of interventions can happen with OBs, ultimately leading to some unnecessary C-sections. But that major surgery brings in more money. Still, even if hospitals wanted to bring on more midwives, it's not that easy. Leslie Sanchez underscores part of the problem. She's a midwife, but she's also a nurse with a doctorate degree. She says she makes more money working at a hospital as a nurse, helping doctors deliver babies that she could deliver herself.
I think first is pay, to be honest. And then second, the schedule's awful. For a lot of my colleagues, they work over 60 hours sometimes.
While generations of midwives trained for this as a calling, others want more work-life balance. For all the struggles to get midwives in hospitals, patients who have experienced their care are a devout bunch. They tout how much they felt seen and heard, that they had a say in how they would bring a child into this world instead of being told what to do. Midwives are trained that birth is a normal process, not to intervene unless it's medically necessary. Take Lizzie Bortoto. When she was pregnant with her son, her midwives led a support group for parents. Their babies were due around the same time.
They were building a relationship with me and building trust. I felt like all my concerns were listened to and validated. They believed me. And that's so sad that that's like an outlier in like a woman's experience in general, and especially in healthcare.
Bortoto says the midwives created a sense of community, and she felt empowered and educated about what could happen when it came time to deliver. That support carried over to when Bortoto went into labor. Her son was born a little blue. The cord was wrapped around his neck. Specialists rushed in to make sure her baby boy was okay.
But I just remember that the midwives, they were only focused on me. They were like my advocates there from start to finish.
But there's a reality here. Some hospitals are still struggling financially coming out of the pandemic. They are looking for ways to bring in more money, and that might not be the midwifery model. Back at Stewart's prenatal group, Autumn Murdoch says she didn't know what a midwife was until she was placed with Stewart and her midwife team. Now, she says they're like family.
being comfortable is the most important part for me during this whole process. And this program has brought that and more, like being able to be in a group with other moms that are at the same time. It's just like an energy that you get being here rather than just like doing it solo on your own.
As our session wraps up, Murdoch stands up and forms a circle with a few others. They close their eyes, breathe in, breathe out, and they say an affirmation.
I am excited to meet my baby.
And I know that's true for you.
Oh, I get a girl.
Kristen Schorsch.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today we'll have a chance of showers continuing this morning, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of 81 degrees. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Nareda Moreno, Adora Namigura, May Antar, and Kristen Schorsch. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.